Imagine knowing what's coming on Lisa Brady, Fox News, as a miles-long Russian convoy continues its trek to Ukraine's capital.
I do have my moments where I want to run.
Ala, who lives in Kyiv, tells Fox News she sometimes hears explosion in the city and the suburbs.
I do have my moments where I want to run. I want to do anything just to end up in safety and not find myself in terror that there might be a bomb dropped on my house. But this is my home.
The Russian war on Ukraine now in day six, with hundreds of thousands of residents either sheltering, fighting, or becoming refugees in neighboring countries. The Ukrainian parliament says Russian forces have hit the TV tower in Kyiv. Earlier, reports of more than 70 Ukrainian soldiers killed when a military base was hit between Kyiv and the city of Kharkiv, where there's been heavy shelling and possible use of cluster bombs.
We're seeing barbaric tactics start to be used. That is horrifying. That is troubling. And we will certainly be looking closely at it.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki defending the president's response to Russia's invasion, though, working with allies. Republican Party Chair Ronna McDaniel says sanctions should have been done sooner.
Weakness does not lead. And that is what we are seeing from Joe Biden.
Ukraine will be one of the topics for tonight's State of the Union address. So will inflation, which remains a top concern for many Americans in recent polls. The White House just confirming a coordinated release of oil from multiple countries, including the U.S., tapping strategic reserves to help protect consumers from rising gas prices because of the Russian invasion. The White House calling it another example of partners around the world condemning Russia's unprovoked and unjustified invasion. A total of 60 million barrels of crude oil to be released in all. That will include 30 million barrels from the U.S. reserve. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
An American walkout at a UN meeting as Russia talks about human rights.
At a meeting of the UN's Human Rights Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russia is bombing Ukrainian schools, hospitals, and homes.
Reports of Russia's human rights abuses and violations of international humanitarian law are mounting by the hour.
He said the world has not done enough in pressing President Putin to stop.
Civilian buses, cars, even ambulances have been shelled.
Russia's foreign minister also addressed the meeting. But as Sergei Lavrov spoke, defending Russia's attack, American and European diplomats walked out.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. A large cargo vessel carrying cars from Germany to the U.S. has sunk in the mid-Atlantic nearly 2 weeks after a fire broke out on board. The crew had long since been evacuated. The ship's manager and the Portuguese Navy say the Felicity Ace sank today as it was being towed after a salvage team had put out the fire. Suspicion on what started the fire has fallen on lithium batteries used in some of the cars on board, but it remains under investigation. An infant formula recall expands.
The death of a second baby triggers an expansion of the Abbott Labs powdered formula recall to now include some Similac PM 6040 produced at a Michigan facility. The recall started in mid-February with certain Alimentum, Similac, and Elicare baby formulas from the plant, which was linked to bacterial contamination. The Food and Drug Administration at the time reporting four babies hospitalized, one with salmonella, three others with Kronerbacter Sakazakum. One of the babies with it died. Abbott says no distributed product has tested positive for C. Sakazaki, which can cause severe life-threatening sepsis infections or meningitis. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Dow's down about 700 points as oil prices shoot past $106 a barrel. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.